This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hilldrop Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening and welcome to Who's Talking. Frank and Hobbo in studio, and I have to say, I'm feeling a whole lot better this week than I did last Monday.
Thank goodness. You know, we had the Frank Maloney rant about the officiating last week, so I was relieved by the big win. Let me ask you this. I think even Coach Elliott said it might have been the best overall performance of the season. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'd have to say in terms of all three phases of the game, it probably was. And they picked the right time to finally play the type of offensive football that I believe this team was meant to play. And what I mean by that is Chandler Morris, the quarterback, was able to attack the opponents up the field. The wide receivers, particularly Trell Harris and Cam Ross, just they couldn't be guarded. And by stretching the field, it pulled Duke's defenders away from the box, and then Jamari Taylor and Harrison Whaley had a field day running the football.
Total of 540 yards of offense, so good day for the offense.
300 and some of those yards was passing.
Yeah, 316,
and
I think.
It could have been more, but
The other thing you have to say, the defense was terrific. Well, they've been great the last several weeks.
I'm getting there. You got to remember, in this particular game on the road, Cavaliers started the game with a long drive. I can't remember how many plays, but it was almost a seven-minute drive to open the game, and then they had a rushing touchdown by Jamari Taylor. that sent a message to the Virginia defense, and it sent a message to the Duke fans, and it sent a huge message to Virginia fans.
Well, as I recall, I think Duke, their first three possessions were three and out.
Well,
which I think that had not happened all year to them.
Plus, their quarterback, Darian Mensah, was sacked and pressured throughout that first quarter.
Right.
He has not been in that situation this year. Duke's line has typically done very well, but not on Saturday.
No, that was a great performance. We got Paul Collins, our friend and sponsor, on the line here momentarily, Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, and then we talk a little hoops with Barry Parkhill in the second half hour, but why don't you introduce our friend Paul?
First off, Paul Collins has been a good friend of Who's Talking for a long time. He became a sponsor with Invictus. We're delighted to have him on the air tonight. And, you know, it always makes me giggle when I see the old ESPN replays of the big games from UVA yesteryears and, you know, walking down the memory lane.
Well,
and
least,
I end up spotting him on the field, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's Paul.
Well, here's the key. Paul, at least your highlights were in color. You know, mine are in black and white.
But I tell you, it's getting longer and longer, Frank and Hobbo. It's definitely I think you're going to find it on the old Western channel before too much longer.
How do you know?
Hey, that's okay.
Western, we love
better, you know, better to be remembered than forgotten.
I love the Rifleman, Gunsmoke. You know, Have Gun yeah. Will Travel. All those great
Gilligan's
shows.
Island.
You know, but hey, Paul, it's a good time to be a member of the football family at UVA.
Talk
a little bit about that bounce back after the Wake loss. Coming to Durham and playing as well as they did.
Well, you know, listen, you guys talked about the defense. Listen, that's been the MVP. That Duke offense, and I call them affectionately call them Puke. I don't like calling them Duke. So the Puke offense has been one of the top offenses in the entire ACC. I think they've been churning out 500 yards. I don't know what that quarterback was paid, $6 million. You know, they bought him off the Tulane roster, and it was a high number, $6-8 million. It was a crazy number. So, listen, that offense has put points on almost everybody. And I'm going to challenge anybody to name any team in the country whose script has flipped as much as ours from starting out, you know, us being the 500 yards and 45 points a game to struggling offensively and the defense just literally tightening down. So, bottom line, MVP of this season is Radzinski as that defensive coordinator, because that was an awesome game plan, pressure on the quarterback, players active, violent, just an awesome defensive performance, and enough offense again to start hopefully getting back on track.
Well, the one thing that you have to admire about the development of the Cavalier defense is the defensive backs have been fighting like crazy to stay with their men all over the field, and it's such a huge departure from recent years that almost every time teams go upstairs, I'm not worried. Now,
listen, man, he's had to in the past, Frank, you know, he's had to play really cautious on defense because, you know, he knew he didn't have a pass rush, frankly.
Right.
And now he's got one. So you can certainly be more aggressive. Your players can be more aggressive. You can put guys on islands when you know that whether the four or the five or six, if you're going to blitz, are going to get to the quarterback.
Well, hold on a second. You make a good point. The Cavaliers did blitz early in the game, and you could tell Mensah was in shock. He was looking down. He didn't have his head up anymore. And during
he had really bad body language.
Yes, really bad.
And you want to rattle the quarterback a little
right.
bit.
Right.
You know? He was rattled.
Well, Mensah was looking around like, what do I do? And, you know, if you've seen
The offensive tackle with the late punch,
yes.
he really should have been thrown out of the game. Really.
Yes.
But regardless, that defense made them lose their composure.
You know, Paul, offensively, the thing that impressed me is I looked the pick six that made it 31-17 occurred with 9:30 still left in the game. So the game was not over. Virginia took the ensuing kickoff, marched down into Duke territory. Bettridge came in, made a field goal, made it a three-score game again, and that's when I first felt comfortable. I was a little nervous prior to that, but give the offense credit. They had a big drive when they had to.
Yeah, listen, that's probably one of the better offenses. It wasn't one of their best offensive performances of the year, obviously some of those first couple games. But clearly, yes, when they, you know, they were in a much better groove. And I think, listen, that's part of, you know, you're getting some guys back healthy, right? You know, Chandler doesn't look he looks better. You know, he looks more mobile. Obviously, they had to protect the heck out of him considering the dirty, you know, the dirty shot at Wake. But, listen, they've got to take all that. Listen, none of that matters now, frankly.
It's all in the rearview mirror. Now,
correct.
Now you've got the bye week, and then you've got the dreadful Hokies coming up on the 29th. The ACC has still not identified the kickoff time. We're all hoping for afternoon, but we'll see. To me, I've said this for folks all season. I said this game will be determined by the momentum Virginia brings into it, and I feel like they're bringing momentum into it. The Hokies, this coming Saturday at noon, they have to play Big East rival Miami for essentially, you know, a save face game. That's a lot of pressure for that interim coaching staff and Kyron Drones and the Hokies. I mean, they're trying to save face.
Yeah, listen,
with their
it doesn't
fans.
Matter for them either, Frank. I mean, yeah. I don't care what they do next week. They can get beat by 100. Our game is entirely different for them. Culturally, it's different for them. It doesn't matter, Frank. They could be 1-10 coming into our game. Mm-hmm. And they're going to play different level of football against us. And if we're not prepared to meet that level, again, I don't care what they do next week. They can get beat by 80 by Miami. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to 2 weeks from now. They hate us. They're going to come into that game with that hatred. And if we're not prepared to meet that hatred with our own violence, then we're going to get beat again. It's that simple. We're going to make history 2 Saturdays from now. What side of the history do you want them? That's what Tony needs to be asking the players. You're going to make history. Which side of that coin do you want to be on?
I'm going to agree with you, and I'm also going to say, for the love of blankety blank blank, let's put the V saber back on the side of the helmet. Let's take the scripted Virginia in the Barbie doll font and throw that away forever. Put the V saber on the helmet. Go out there and play smash mouth. I think our offensive line.
Well, listen, the only thing I'm going to say about the V-Saber, what's our record against Tech with the V-Saber? So you might want to pick a different battle.
No, that helmet has nothing to do with this team. The helmet, I'm talking about, that's
well,
the.
You made the logo an issue. I'm just simply saying.
The logo is not the problem.
Listen, I don't, Frank, put me in pink. I don't care. Put me in pink and say we're going to go play in the parking lot with rocks and glass.
You would wear pink.
That has to be our mentality. It doesn't matter. None of that crap matters 2 Saturdays.
Okay.
None of it. The logo doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is they're going to come in. We talked today, right, Frank? And I told you, hey, if somebody breaks into my house, they're going to be met with extreme violence. Extreme.
Right. I think we should give every player on the team a saber. Let's just, that's the mentality these kids have to have. Behead the Hokies.
You know, if all we hear the next 2 weeks is, oh, we want to play hard and we want to compete and we got a shot, that's, again, I'm going to go back to the cultural issue. I don't care what Tech does next week. Coming into our game week, they're going to be sitting around the locker room going, hey, the season didn't play out like we wanted to. We have a chance to ruin these SOBs' vision of where they want to be.
Well, they clearly are going to be motivated. What the heck? We should be motivated, too. We might have a chance to go
100%.
To the ACC title game.
So I want to point. 100%. I would like to point out something real quickly. VPI is currently 2-4 in the conference, 3-7 overall. They've lost 2 in a row. If they lose to Miami this week by 10 points or more, I think they'll go down with hardly a whimper. They might play hard in the first quarter, but by halftime, Virginia will have gotten a lead and will steadily pull away. This is Virginia's year. This is just like Bryce Perkins when he was a senior. Chandler Morris is a winner. I love Mitchell Melton. Mitchell Melton will tell everybody on the defense that it's got to be a game that they
hatred.
The defense wins.
Hatred. They got to have a hatred.
All right, we're going to break. Apparently, our board op wants loud music. All right, thank you, Paul.
All right, boys.
Coming back.
Let's go Hoos.
Coming on the after the break. We got Jody Smith at Ortho Virginia. Stay with us.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A proud supporter of UVA athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip. A world in motion. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course
course of the clinical study.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald and Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Drive time edition of Who's Talking tonight. Hope everybody got the message that we started at 5 o'clock and we'll be on until 6. VCU has a big basketball game down in Raleigh tonight. That's why the show is early. We appreciate Paul Collins. He's always great being on. Obviously, he understands the rivalry with Virginia Tech, apparently.
He's a little gung-ho, just a little.
But another guy who probably understands the Virginia Tech rivalry is Dr. Jody Smith. He's with us now with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And, Jody, I think Frank's going to ask you about Cam Robinson. What do you know?
Actually,
if he didn't.
Actually, I would like to talk about Cam Robinson. He's the man. He's from Essex. I love the way he does his ads. This is Cam Robinson. He's so laid back. Somebody had to go wake him up to do the ad. I'm curious. That was a very awkward play for Cam. You know, he hustles around, you know, the big men to make plays, and it's like he got popped on the side by a guard, and then he bounced around a little bit, and then he sort of did a hop and ended up on the ground, and I wondered what happened. What are your thoughts, or what have you heard?
It was interesting that he came back for obviously one play in the second half, and that was also very awkward. He kind of came around and planted on that knee and then kind of pulled right up off of it. I mean, the fact that they put him back in means that they didn't think anything structurally was wrong. It looked like he had a hyperextension injury. And the only thing that, which is, I mean, they happen all the time, and most of the time it's not, you know, long-term serious. I was shocked that he wasn't in a bigger brace when he went back out. Now, that might have been his choice. He might have chosen not to be in the brace because he felt like it slowed him down. But usually if you have a knee injury, they'll throw a hinge brace on just for protection. So I don't have a diagnosis. I mean, I think having 2 weeks to get better and the fact that he went back in for the second half is very optimistic. But I think we'll know a lot more of the next week or 10 days.
All right. With that said, have you heard anything about offensive linemen like Ben York, who had a high ankle sprain, or Ken Wigginton, who has a plethora of injuries, or any of those guys? Because Virginia needs all hands on deck against the Hokies.
I heard everybody who's been kind of dinged up should be back after their bye. Including the receiver number 8, I can never remember his name. But you know, everybody who's
that's
kind of
Jaden Thomas.
Nicked up and dinged up should be back after the bye. There are certain guys who aren't going to be who are out for the year, but the other guys should all be back around. That's notwithstanding the guys, you know, Jamari Taylor, who you know, played the whole game after spraining his ankle, came back in before he got his ankle brace on. That's the most amazing thing. And he managed not to cut on that ankle during both of his, you know, 15-yard runs, including the touchdown. Then went out and got his ankle taped and came up back and ran 78 yards and outran the whole secondary with a bad ankle. That's just amazing.
Well, he is the toughest dude. During, I believe, the Washington State game, he came off the field on the drive that led to the just before the safety, and he ran to the sidelines and grabbed some of the trainers, and they took his shoe off, and they retaped him, and he went back out there, and he had some great runs, including the last three runs of regulation when the clock expired. Yeah. And I turned and I told some people in the press box, said, that is one bad man. I mean, he is tough.
Well, you only have so many games, so many opportunities to play, so you don't want to miss out. You know,
well, I think he's played his way into a look at the NFL.
Could be.
He's going to have 1,000 yards by the end of this season. And
his height hurts him. That's the challenge he's got. He's small, and that's going to be a challenge for him. But he's certainly played well enough. He's played like a big man.
Listen, I remember a guy named Dave Meggett for the Giants, and and he was 5'10". It says here, and I've stood next to him, he's a solid 5'9", but he's also just all muscle.
He's thick.
He's like a Weeble.
Well, the good news,
hit him and he kind of wobbles, but then he keeps running.
Short running back, he can hide behind a big offensive lineman. They don't even see him to tackle him.
Well, I think that's true. So, Jody, I noticed Cam Ross, they fell on him on the punt return in what I thought was another dirty play that didn't get reviewed by the ACC official. And I am so sick of them. If somebody brings up ACC officials near me, they're going to get an earful, and I'm sorry. I'm warning people out there. It's a bad topic. But
was there a flag on that play?
There was no flag. They helped him to the sideline. He couldn't breathe. The guy, some big lummox came over and belly flopped him, and I'm like, that's a late hit. But no flag.
And he came back out for the next kickoff, too. So I don't know. After the pick six, he was out there to return the kick. So I think he's okay. I thought he might have another concussion, but I think he just got the wind knocked out of him.
All right. Just a heads up. We will have you back here in a couple of weeks, and we'd like to hear about Devin Tillis, the four that has hurt his knee.
Meniscus.
That's a sad injury. All right, thank you, Jody. We're going to head to break. Okay. Come back on the other side. We got Barry Parkhill. Don't go anywhere.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's talking? We're in the third segment. We've had fun with Paul Collins and Dr. Jody Smith. And now we bring back the legend, Mr. Parkhill, Barry Parkhill, running mate of my co-host, Jim Hobgood. And quite a pair they were back in the day. And those are my earliest real memories of UVA basketball. And I certainly enjoyed watching both play. And Barry, how come you never passed the ball to Hobbo?
That's an old story. Thanks for having me, guys. I hope you guys' families are well. Got to remember now, Jim's next pass will be his first assist. But the one thing I will say, I probably said this before, and I can't believe you guys have been doing this for 17 years. Jim was a great shooter, very underrated rebounder, and a great teammate.
Well, yeah, we've been friends for a long time.
But hold, one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
We got to do a little cameo shout out to Dr. Gordy Rawls, who's semi-retired now, but he used to always remind us when he was in your dorm first year, he could hear you dribbling all the time, and he said it drove him crazy, and he said it on the show one time, totally unsolicited, came out of nowhere. And we burst out laughing, and we almost had to go to commercial break.
Hey, the ball is supposed to be part of the hand, you know? Hey, Barry, before we move on to other things, I wanted to bring up, we lost recently a tremendous friend of the program, Jimmy Graves. He ran a basketball camp up in Syria, Virginia, for years and years. Talk a moment about your relationship to Jimmy and what he meant to Virginia basketball through the years.
Well, what you mentioned, Jim, Coach Gibson started the basketball camp with the Graves back in the early 1970s, and I remember working the camp for many years and have stayed very close with Jimmy and Rachel and the family. And I love Jimmy like a brother. He did so many great things for so many people, and he'll be missed. But Graves Mountain Lodge will go on, and I'm glad you brought him up. Just one of the great people of all time.
Yeah, no, he meant so much to the program, and There were a lot of stories going back to Graves Mountain Lodge, most of which we can't really discuss on the air. but at any rate, let's come forward to the current basketball team. You know, it's a new world order, 94-foot game, playing at a faster pace. I was thinking earlier today, you and I probably, while we both love Coach Bennett, we might actually prefer to play for Coach Odom with the style of play. Talk a little bit about the difference between Coach Odom and Coach Bennett in regard to basketball tempo.
Well, I part of me says that Tony Bennett, what he established and did was remarkable, beyond remarkable. Every coach has a different style. I think, yes, Coach Odom's pace will be different, but I also know that Ryan wants to play great defense. It's just it's a different kind of defense, and you know, it's not a press; it's more pressure. I think so far you've seen Ryan's teams pick up man-to-man full court to pick the pace up, but they don't do a lot of trapping and running and jumping yet. I don't know if he will, maybe a little bit, but it does pick up the pace, and it's just a different style. And I think that he'll be very successful. I like the makeup of our team. I think he's got a very talented roster, but one can't forget what Coach Bennett did. And I want to say it may never be duplicated. I hope it is. But his style was just different, but it sure worked.
Well, you know, Coach Bennett, he elevated Virginia basketball into the same conversation with Duke and North Carolina, which many people didn't think that could ever happen. But, yeah, I think Coach Odom's, his full court pressure is to force tempo, speed up the game, maybe cause a little fatigue for the opponent, and also burn some of the shot clock in the backcourt so you don't have to play defense in the front court quite so much. But it'll be interesting to see in certain situations whether they do try to trap out of that. You know, the one guy, there's so many guys on the team I'm impressed with, but I did want to ask you about Chance Mallory. I think he's maybe the one really true point guard, great quickness, has some ability to score the basketball, local guy. I think he's going to have a terrific career in Charlottesville.
I could not agree with him more. And he will only get better. He'll learn to make decisions as a point guard. But the one thing he does, Jim and Frank, he has a nose for the ball. He gets loose balls. He gets rebounds. He's a tough kid. He's strong. But he has he's a good shooter. I just think the sky's the limit for him. I like Dallin Hall. I think he's going to be very adequate. It just gives us – you got to have at least two point guards. But I really like Chance. I think he's got a shot at a great career.
What about the games coming up this weekend? Are you going to the Greenbrier or Northwestern Friday?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Butler on Sunday, not that the teams we've played are not quality teams, but clearly this is a step up in competition this coming weekend.
Well, yeah, and I am not going. I was hoping to go, but couldn't get a room, to be honest with you. But I think the competition, we all know, is going to get better. I don't know that much about Northwestern or Butler, but I'm sure that everybody's looking forward to those games. And as you guys know, it's getting close to ACC time. And I will mention one guy who has not played yet, and that's Devin Tillis.
Yep.
I've seen Devin practice all summer, and I really like him as a player. He's mature. He's played a lot of games. He can shoot it. He can post up. He's got a way about him. He doesn't get rattled. I think he'll only add to the lineup, and it'll give us more depth as well.
Well, we just heard Jody Smith has talked to somebody in Charlottesville, and apparently Devin Tillis has a meniscus issue. So we wish him the best, and we hope that maybe he can rehab, and by the end of the season he can get back out there. Because I interviewed him on Media Day, and boy, he loves the microphone. I thought he was going to be a conduit for all the information you hope you get on the rest of his teammates, but you're exactly right. I think there was high hopes for Tillis.
Wonderful kid.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, talk a little bit about what else is going on with the athletic department. Obviously, NIL collective, the landscape of college athletics has really changed, and I know you and Wally are playing key roles in trying to make the university competitive athletically. So bring us up to date with that.
Well, I think if you look at the fall, we've had a great fall across the board with just about every team that competes. Needless to say, football's having a terrific year, and that raised the tide for everybody. In terms of the way college athletics is today, and we've talked about this, guys, for years, you have to be in the game to be competitive, and we're in the game, and in particular football and basketball, and we hope to stay in the game. I mean, right now, rosters are set. What people don't think about is looking ahead to next year, what's the retention looking like? You want to keep your best players. And it's just college athletics is very different. I personally don't think it's in a great place. I'm hoping that the House case being passed will bring about some guardrails. That remains to be seen.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. Barry, when you look at what's happened in the last 5-6 years in terms of college athletics, what could be added to put guardrails on? Because short of a collective bargaining agreement with athletes that are not employees yet, what could be done?
Well, I'm not smart enough to figure out the collective bargaining piece, but everybody thinks that may be the only way to go. I think with the House case being passed, that brings into play revenue share, and NIL reverts back to the way it was supposed to be, where you can get a name, image, and likeness deal through a company or corporation that you have to earn. Hopefully everybody will play by the rules. The question is, who will enforce those rules? And that's kind of the big question right now.
One of the challenges.
Do you understand what he just said?
Yeah,
that's a big deal. It's like there are no rules. It's college athletics right now. It's we hope people are behaving, but we don't know.
Well, I've said many times, if you look to the United States Congress for a solution, you're in a tough spot. But
yes.
They may be the only ones that can do it. But back to basketball for a moment. How difficult? And you were a coach for a long time. Talk a little bit about what Ryan Odom has done and the challenge he's had with the complete roster turnover, trying to build chemistry and get the offensive and defensive flow.
Well, Jim, when you think about it, every school in the country is going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. You think about our roster, we have two true first-year players. We have two kids on the roster that were on the roster last year that had no minutes. And you've got all these kids that are playing a brand new system, which Ryan and his staff have gone through the summer putting in the system. But every coach is going through the same thing. So it's not like you're behind. You just hope that your kids can pick it up. And the one thing I've seen in practice and in the game so far is I think our guys really get along. They really enjoy each other. And I think they show it the way they're playing. And again, we've got a lot of depth. And the way that Coach Odom wants to play, I think depth is going to be really important.
No, I think you're right. They have depth. They have versatility. They clearly have guys that can score the basketball. Mm-hmm. And I was at the Rider game, the opening game, and then I was there Saturday for Marshall. And I already see some improvement relative to the togetherness, the chemistry, how they move the basketball and play together. So I'm very encouraged in that regard.
Well, we've got size. We've got, you know, a couple shot blockers. We've got some kids that can shoot it. And again, we talked about the point guard, so there's a lot of flexibility. Ryan can go big. He could go with a smaller lineup. I think it's really exciting.
You know, looking at the roster, one of my favorite former players joked with me recently. He thought top to bottom this team might be the strongest Cavalier team he's ever seen walk out on a court. What do you say to that?
You mean physically
yes.
Physical strength?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're all athletes. They're deep.
I think a part of that is the guys in the roster have played a lot of basketball games. They've been to other schools. They're much more mature. You don't see, four or five or six kids that are first and second year that are still working under Mike Curtis to get stronger. I think that's a big change. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a talented roster. Let's see what happens through the year. Some people have said it might be the most talented roster we've ever had. I would say let's wait and see what happens. I look back to our 2019 team, and that team had five or six NBA players on it, future NBA players. So
hey, what about the 70s when we had Parkhill and Hobgood together? You know, that's real talent right there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, Barry, before we let you go, how big a game is the Virginia Tech football game coming up in a couple of weeks?
It's always a huge game. You throw away the records. I mean, you guys may know the answer to this. I still don't know what the tiebreakers are for the ACC championship game. All I know is I want to win against Virginia Tech and see what happens. But it'll be a huge crowd, a big game for both schools, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we all are.
After Virginia beats Virginia Tech, Virginia has better than a 90% chance of being in the ACC title game.
Yep. Barry, thanks for your time. We'll look forward to maybe having you back later in the basketball season.
I really appreciate being on, guys, and best to your families, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you, Barry.
All right.
Best to you.
We'll be back for our final segment, the Olympic news, and also a look at the ACC football schedule coming up this weekend. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free.
Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh, yeah. The Wahoos are, what, number 19 in the country, Hubbo?
That sounds right.
Number two in the ACC. And if they beat the Hokies, and when they beat the Hokies, the Cavaliers will have a 90% likelihood that they will play in the ACC championship game. And I'll tell you something. We've come a long way in a year and a half.
No, that's absolutely true. And give credit to Coach Elliott, his coaching staff, and all the people that have contributed. I'm sure it's top to bottom. And 9 wins is impressive, but we get greedy. We'd like a little more.
We like 10, 11, maybe 12.
Olympic news, real quick.
Sponsored by the VAF.
VAF, Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Go ahead.
When it was the VSAF, I turned down a job with them many years ago.
Big mistake.
Probably should have taken it. Men's soccer, they will play on Sunday in the second round against the winner of UNCG Elon. That game will be 5 o'clock at Klockner Stadium. And the women's soccer team, after beating High Point in their first game in the NCAA tournament 5-0, will play Penn State. That game will be in Charlottesville at 6 o'clock on Thursday, November the 20th. And I do this for the sake of my co-host and friend. The Virginia men's tennis team has signed the number one recruit in the country, a gentleman by the name of Jack Kennedy. That's not the president, but the future star tennis player at Virginia. I think he's from somewhere up in the New England area, New York. So welcome to Jack, and I'm sure he'll have a great career in Charlottesville playing tennis for the Hoos. And now we look at the old football schedule for this weekend, and obviously Virginia has the week off.
So let's talk about the ACC real quick. Cavaliers have a bye, but this coming Friday night, Florida State plays at NC State on ESPN at 8 o'clock. Florida State is favored by 4.5. They're coming off the big win against the Hokies. NC State is mucking along. I think Florida State covers easily. All right, on Saturday the 22nd, Pitt is at Georgia Tech. Every Wahoo in the country and around the world will be watching this game.
Well, that's a big game because the loser is eliminated.
Right, but particularly Georgia Tech, which is 6-1 right now and is the most likely challenging team to Virginia. Georgia Tech is favored by 2.5 points in the game. Pitt is smarting after getting whacked by Notre Dame, which is number nine in the country.
Clearly, they were outclassed. But Georgia Tech, if they win, they're in the title game.
All right. Thanks for that good news. Cal at Stanford, not going to have much bearing on the ACC championship, but it's interesting that both schools, I think, have done all right this year, considering all the travel and getting adjusted to the ACC. Miami is at VPI this coming Saturday at high noon. Big East rivals, ACC rivals, and Miami is favored by 17.5 points right now. That is a big margin.
Particularly for a game in Blacksburg.
Yes. Duke is at UNC down in Chapel Hill this coming Saturday. UNC is receiving 6.5 points.
Hadn't been a great opening year for Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick found out it takes more than a pretty face. All right. Furman is at Clemson.
That's a joke.
That's a joke. Why is that game even being played?
But the next one's a big one.
Louisville is at SMU, and every Wahoo is going to be cheering for Louisville. So, Wahoos, you're cheering for Pitt and Louisville. Both games, the Louisville game's at noon. The Pitt at Georgia Tech game is at 7 o'clock. And last not least, Syracuse is at Notre Dame. And just because I'd like to see Notre Dame bite the dust, I'm cheering for Syracuse. Any thoughts, Hubbo?
Syracuse has no chance. You might want them to win, but that, I think the line on that game is like 25, 30 points or something.
34.5.
Yeah. It's,
All right. I'm going to tell you, Virginia needs to get well this week. Cam Robinson, Cam Ross, anybody named Cam, get well. Chandler Morris is feeling great. The wide receiver room should be nice and fresh and relaxed and ready to have a great week to get ready for the Hokies. And I'm gonna give you guys an early line. I think the line is going to be, and it hadn't been announced yet, but I predict the Cavs will be favored by about 5 or 6 points. All right.
It's not a bad time to have a week off. Normally, you wouldn't think so, but you get people ready for Virginia Tech. And the other thing is the ACC championship game is the following week, so there's no gap between,
there is no gap
between the regular season and the ACC title game, so you're going to want everybody to get healthy if at all possible.
Well, if Pitt and who's playing SMU?
Louisville.
If they win, I'm throwing a big party. All right. I'm getting
basketball this week. Don't forget Friday, 5 o'clock at the Greenbrier. We play Northwestern, and then Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Butler Bulldogs. So two big games for the Hoopsters this week.
Some challenging games. We'll get a better idea of how good the 4-0 Cavaliers are.
Yeah, and we'll obviously break that down. The results next Monday night, and it'll be a total focus. Other than that, on the Hokie game on Saturday. And we said earlier, don't know what time that kickoff's going to be. And speaking of next week, I think we've invited Billy McMullen. We definitely will have Dan Bonner on to talk a little basketball next Monday night back at 6 o'clock.
And I might invite Bobby Call to join us in studio just to give us his perspective. He played defensive back at Virginia, and he's got to be pretty darn happy when he watches the Cavalier defense this year, because those DBs have done nothing but get better and better.
We got beat deep a couple of times early in the year, but they really have cleaned that up.
They've clamped down. All right. How much time do we have? There's my music.
Not much.
All right. So I'm going to wrap up by saying that we have had a wonderful time. This has been show number 574.
Hard to believe.
We've enjoyed listening to Paul Collins, Jody Smith, Barry Parkhill, and we hope to have Billy McMullen with Dan Bonner and Dr. Boyd Rawls maybe not in studio, but on the air with us.
Definitely tune in next Monday. It's going to be a big show as we look forward to the Hokie game.
Next week's show is back at 6 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking Tonight. We're counting down. Have a great night. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
That's it. That's it. It's all over.
Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.